Ok. Bien, mais merci d'être présent.
Et je crois qu'il y a d'autres personnes qui sont susceptibles de
c'est
rejoindre.
Vrai. Ok. Bon, je vais commencer officiellement, je le dis pour le montage. Bien, alors nous sommes très heureux aujourd'hui d'accueillir Fernanda Martins de l'Université de Porto, qui est enseignante en sciences de l'information et qui est présente à l'ENSI dans le cadre d'une mobilité Erasmus d'enseignement. Alors, je vais lui passer la parole pour nous présenter son projet et ses recherches, et la conférence sera en anglais. Donc voilà, that's up to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your words. So the idea is to present a research we have done in Portugal about information literacy. And I am going to present only some of the results of this project. This is the summary of my presentation. So the project was named Information Literacy in European Higher Education Space Context, case study of Portugal information skills. The main area was communication and information sciences, and the secondary area, higher education and science policies. It was founded by the Science and Technology Foundation in Portugal, and the principal research unit was CETAC. This is the research unit of my faculty. The team project have persons from different areas of study, namely information science, either in Portugal and one Spanish lady, and cognitive psychology and sociology also. So, as we know, the European higher education area presents some educational challenges. Namely, it is supposed that students learn by doing, they have the responsibility for their own learning. This means they are self-regulated in learning. It means also to promote the continuous training and the full integration of information and communication technologies in education systems, and also the promotion of integrated education for the student. Well, those challenges, we can see that in Portugal in 2001 and 2002, some curricular reforms were done, namely for primary and secondary levels. And one important thing in this aspect was that information and communication technology should be used frequently. Those changes also were related with the role of librarians, because the librarian teacher, named the librarian teacher, appeared at that occasion. So some of the competencies that were special or new in education are related with information literacy, namely to students must research, must adapt to new situations, solve problems and make decisions. They must communicate using the web space. They must retrieve and analyze information from various sources, and they must perform work independently and also in teams. So all these competencies are related really with information literacy. In theoretical terms, we have made, and we think it's an important distinction, we have made a distinction between digital inclusion, that refers to skills acquired in a process of learning basic informatics, computer and internet browsing. And another thing is information literacy, that includes the ability to evaluate, select and critically use the information generated through the computer or the internet. Making this distinction also relates with educating individuals to be capable of doing some things, namely determining the nature and extent of their information need, knowing the information world and identifying and using the potential information sources, evaluating information, using and communicating information, considering the implications of their actions and of the knowledge produced, and learning autonomously during life. So all these competencies are related with information, either learning and acquiring competencies and skills. So students must be capable of create, search, evaluate, organize, store, diffund, and transform information. In our project, we wanted to perform an inter- and transdisciplinary approach. So we were studying either the student's informational universe or educational context too. The goals of our study were to check if information literacy is already noticeable at the end of high school, and if there was some level of training for information literacy, to determine any differences between the levels of information literacy in secondary and higher education, and to determine the learning context of information literacy beyond school. For doing this, we have two main questions. The first one was to understand how the university students face the new competencies, and second one, to know how these students are prepared in terms of information competencies prior to university and during the university frequency period. We use a methodology mixed with qualitative and quantitative methods. For the qualitative ones, we have done an interviews, and then we create a focus group. And for the quantitative, based on those indicators, we have constructed a survey. We have done the study all over the country, without the islands. We have islands too. So the participants were 10 secondary schools with 855 students and 13 high levels institutions with 2,271 students. We have a little country that it's possible to do. The survey was composed of various questions about personal background, 10 questions, school context, 4 questions, the use of library, either school library or public one, with 8 questions together, each one, internet use with 5 questions, and some questions about recovery and use of information. So the project has 3 phases. In the first one, as I said, we have some interviews, and we prepare a focus group to have the indicators to construct the survey. Then in the second phase, we have the survey applied to the national, all the country. And in the third phase, we have the results of those surveys. So in terms of characterization of the sample, we have secondary and high school students. There are more female students than the male students in either schools. That's normal all around the world. The age for secondary ones were between 16 and 19, because they are in the end of the secondary school. And in the higher education, between 18 and 29 years old. When we asked how many computers they have at home, the great majority has at least 2 computers at home, either in secondary and higher school. The frequency of using and assessing the internet, it's daily. I suppose it's
more and more.
Yeah, more and more daily, 24 hours a day. The frequency of use of school library resources is very interesting because they use, but especially the free access and the electronic catalog and databases, especially in higher education, it's normal. But what was interesting too was to know what students do at school library. They study, they do homework, and only for higher education they seek and assess information for study. So they use the library to study more than to do what really is the library for. But anyway, they are sufficiently, they know sufficiently. They think that what they know is sufficient about research and also about evaluation and selection of results. And this is a problem. They think they are enough, they have enough knowledge about doing those things, either in secondary and higher education. Now, I will present some aspects more related with academic work. For instance, what kind of support they use to present their papers or their work. Oral presentation without electronic supports is higher in secondary, but anyway, they use more the flash than, for instance, the PowerPoint and so on. So using the flash for secondary school students can reveal that the increasingly rapid use of ICT for this level of education, because they have special classes on ICT. So the teachers teach them how to use the technological things. What tools they use to perform work? Well, ICT surpasses the traditional means of carrying out the work. Training, I think that training is needed to improve the quality of these uses. You see notes, manuals, bibliography, search engines, web pages. So they use more and more web pages and search engines to do their work. About the treatment they do to the selected information. Okay, they read, and the problem is that they copy also what they read. They copy past, especially in secondary schools. That's why we think that the role of teachers is very important at this level of instruction. So they take notes and so on, but in the university, happily, the name of copies decrease, so because they are more, they know better how to use information and be careful of using it, namely the question of authorship. We asked also if teacher give them directions to seek information. As you see, the percentage is more or less the same in all the levels of instruction. So how to seek information is being part of the teaching and learning in all these educational levels, I suppose. One question was about if the library, the school library, gave them some training for using the research tools they have. Especially in the university, they are already part of the academic experience and research. I may say that in our course we have a partnership with the engineering faculty. So in the Faculty of Engineering, they have in first degree, in the first year of all courses, they have the participation of the librarians to teach them how to search, how to use, how to publish, and so on. So maybe that's why we have here this clearly the university libraries do some training to use the tools. So another thing was they use some resources, internet resources, but are those resources related to education? Because we have, for instance, the BeOn, that's the first one there. It's a library online for all the universities in the country, and they don't use really it. It's a pity. So they use more the YouTube and Wikipedia, and we think that training is needed in order to maximize the use of these resources in educational terms, because we have them, we have good ones, and they don't use that. Why? That's a problem. So some discussion about our work. I must say this is a little part of the work, because we have much more information, much more results. So we think there is an informational gap. Good technological equipment already exists. Good network of public and school universities, university libraries already exist too. The teacher assumes a major role in developing these skills, and we think that a great awareness is needed. In terms of information literacy, the role of libraries in the teaching-learning process does not have the necessary expression, unfortunately. Low critical ability of students that adversely affects the informational literacy competencies. So, in the future, we think that it is urgent to sensitize public authorities to information literacy. Otherwise, it maybe doesn't work. People in different contexts have to participate in an articulated strategy that focuses on the existence of infrastructures and in effective strategies that promote information literacy skills. In Portugal, information literacy has not been effectively addressed to date in the successive educational reforms. We have reforms and reforms, but it must be done more. Specific training of students and teachers is needed. The services of the library must be seen as a part of scientific and teaching learning processes. The use of ICT should be integrated and enhanced in these processes. Coordination with service providers based on ICT should be strengthened. Linking information science professionals and librarians, teachers, that is, information literacy, must be related to teaching and learning in the classroom. And this may be done in various forms. For instance, choosing the appropriate sources of information, helping teacher to choose the appropriate sources of information, knowing how to find the desired items, evaluating sources of information, knowing what is relevant and reliable for a study, assisting in the preparation of lessons by teachers, developing courses, including on the web, about the fundamentals of information literacy. And that's all. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So maybe we have some questions for you.
Oh, yeah.
If
I would like to know what kind of roles teachers are really having in teaching information literacy during the lessons, if they are aware of the kind of
skill.
Kind of skills, yes, they can use during the lessons, or not.
No, I think they are not sensible to that, and that's a big problem, because in secondary schools, teachers just accept work done, copy and paste. No problems about pleasure. Yes. So, if they don't have those problems, they teach the student not to have them.
Yes.
And we think that the problem is especially on teachers, and maybe this coordination between librarians and teachers should be more adjustable. Otherwise, it's impossible to develop information literacy on our students, I think.
Yes, but are there some teachers who are kind of aware of those problems, or not really, because it's correct for us during the lessons, because students are interested, so wow, perfect.
Yes, I think the problem is that, because in their initial formation, teachers have not been aware of this problem, and it grows and grows because the information enters from everywhere, and we have it. It's nice to have it and to use it not properly.
Okay. So have you conducted studies about the information skills of teachers?
No. Because we are not in the area of teachers' formation, so it's not easy, because sometimes they don't like to be evaluated, you know? That's a big problem,
don't
yeah.
Like it. Yeah. In the world either, I think. So, okay.
You think it's a big problem, really, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a question about the focus group.
Mm-hmm.
You give us the number of the quantity of people that have been evaluated in the survey in the secondary and the high school education. And how many people in the focus group?
I don't know precisely, but I think it was 20 students from the different levels of secondary and high school, and especially to understand what should we ask in the survey. Mm-hmm. I think it was a group of 20, more or less.
And another question in your result, you have some answer where some of the students never went on internet. They don't go on internet.
No.
Well, not a lot, but in the are you using internet? There is a lot go daily. And some never.
Well.
Did you have a specific attention for this question?
No.
Because I'm very interested.
I am surprised of that.
You have maybe one or two, I don't know, I remember, but it's really not.
Daily?
Yeah. Never.
Never.
Rarely, once a month. It's not a lot.
No.
Yeah. But did you pay a specific attention on them? Just to how they do their research, or maybe they're only working on printing document, or
One of the problems that we wish to underpass is not using only a survey, because you know, survey we put we cross and quickly, and we know not much about those students because we didn't ask them personally. But maybe it's interesting to know why. I suppose they put never, it's not really what happens.
Maybe posting the data, you could know the one who never go on internet, maybe they are more working on printing document, and maybe they pay a better attention to authority. I don't know.
We have not crossed the information, yes. But future work.
Future work.
I hope so.
I have another question about the research work of students. I was wondering, when begin students in higher education in Portugal, to do some research work, because in France it's not in the first year. So when we train students in first year of university, in fact they don't really use these skills and this competency to get them until the end of the license or master sometimes. And so when they arrive in master, they have forgotten everything.
You are putting the finger on yes, because our students begin learning, as some terms say, playing, doing research. I teach them methodology, research methodology, and I usually ask them to do a little work to understand what is important, to begin understanding what is a sample, what is a population, how can we study all that. This is done in the first year of the high school. Unfortunately, the changes they have done in the course last year doesn't include methodology on the first year, only in the master's degree. I think because some of the colleagues from engineering, I'm not saying this off the record, think that information science and professionals on information science will not do scientific research.
Okay.
It's a prejudice.
Yeah.
And they think that they are going to work like professionals, like in enterprises and so on, but not doing research. So they put the information, the methodology, only in master degree.
Okay.
But I think it's not really what should be done, because I have this experience when I ask students to bring me an article from a journal. Any science, anything you want, and they appear with the public things in dire, in not journals, not in scientific journals, but in the any review, anything, and then I see, why this is a good example and this is not. To understand even the language, the scientific language, is not the language of a journalist. It's different. And so I think it's a good idea to begin early, but I don't know what will happen in the future with those changes they have made.
In fact, maybe I'm like your colleagues, but what I see that we have only masters here, and when they arrive here, and I don't say it off the record because they know what I'm thinking, they have a lack of information competencies. But sometimes they had the class.
Yes, they forgot. Yes, yes, yes.
The opportunity to use it.
Yes.
So for me, the problem is not when having the courses on information literacy, but when they have the opportunity to use it. And if you don't ask them to creating something, and this is a question of consumer producers of the literacy, of the information. If they just have to listen to the class and to give us what we told them, they don't have the opportunity to try to produce something new. And so they don't need information literacy.
Yes, I can see your point. But in the first year, they have done, with my classes, they have done, for instance, a little survey where they have to know how to written a question correctly, how to analyze, for instance, some statistical beginning ideas and so on. But the problem is that they did this in the first year, and then
nothing else.
Yes, and when they arrive at master's degree, they forgot. Okay. Yes, everything. You are right. But some of my earlier students say that there are some things, not namely, how to organize the ideas, how to specify the steps of a project, and so on, was important for other disciplines. So, not only for doing research. Yeah. But you are right. They forgot everything. They forgot what they have listened to yesterday. If they don't need it, that's the problem. That's why in the secondary school, teacher don't oblige them to do correctly the search of information, the use of information, the critical reading of information. So they don't see the point of having. And
well, just two questions. The first is about we made some small survey a few years ago about the reception by the students of libraries what presentation in the at the beginning of the year of the university, and especially in the first year. And I think they all have a very low level of appreciation about this presentation, because it happens in a very bad moment. They all discover the university, they are meeting each other, teachers, new way of living extra, and so presentation of the libraries aren't accurate for, at this special moment. And I think the key point is, does students see the librarians as partners for their work in...
No, unfortunately. Others,
or do they see them as teachers, real teacher, with a very special point of teaching about information literacy or research methods or things like that, but totally disconnected from the discipline in which they are working. I don't know, something law or mathematics or things like that. And the connection between making something to bring libraries as a tool for something else is not working today in university libraries. My question is about how the researchers you might know define the way they learn how to use or how they develop information literacy. Does the libraries took place in this evolution? And the second question is about the very low level of use of dedicated resources for students. Do you know why they didn't use these resources? Is there a lack of knowledge? Is there a lack of usability of these resources? Or do they explain this very low level?
Well, I think both ideas are correct. I'm answering the second question first. They have lack of information about all the instruments, all the things they have at their disposal. But maybe they have easier ways of going to the information, so they use it underground, the underground of doing that. Some days ago, a student of mine that is in the first course said, "Oh, teacher, don't teach me how to do the search of information, because I have a site, a Russian site." That has everything I know I want, and I have not to pay anything. So I go, okay, you know, it's not the way to do it.
Mm.
But they have other ways of doing them. And maybe they don't see point of... and the problem is that universities spend a lot of money buying the... Yes, and they are kept only for researchers. It's not enough.
Yeah.
No, that's a big problem. And maybe also the, what you said in the first question is really a problem because they don't, they see the librarian maybe or as another teacher or as something separated from what they have to do. In my classes of methodology, I brought the librarian of the my faculty to taught them to listen, but it enters and it goes out. I know, it's only the same. Because they were very young, and they don't see the point of having all those things to use and for doing academic work. But maybe teachers have a big...
work.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yesterday, Anna Maria Tamaro, who's a everybody knows.
it's Italian.
And she told me that she's doing a MOOC on digital libraries at EMA, or M, you know that? It's a European MOOC platform.
Oh, yeah.
And they ask her to do this MOOC about digital libraries, not for librarians or for students in librarianship, but for teachers. And so she worked on that, and she totally changed her appreciation of what she has to transmit, because she realized that all the time she was thinking about digital libraries, how to build it, how to express it, how to train people to that, in thinking that people were using it directly. And then she began to think that maybe we have to think about the people that will lead to our digital library, and so the public, the main public, must be the teachers, and not the final user.
Yes.
And so she said that it changed totally for her the perspective, or at least for this experience. And I think it was very interesting because, yes, maybe that's the point, not just... focusing on students and researchers, but also on teachers. We are forgetting, even in university, I think we are forgetting the teachers, because we are thinking about them to them as researchers, and we are thinking to the students. So maybe yes, we have to.
Yes, I think it's the way. I think the way it's to work with teachers. You want?
Okay.
No, I have mine. You can take it.
Thank
yes.
The question is: you have seen this in your survey that your students are not using the resources of the library, and so did you expect or did you already seen an effect in the acquisition of these resources by library? So why are we?
Yes, we have decreased. We have decreased. Yes, sometimes the librarian ask teachers and researchers and so on, which of those things do you use, and do you think you should maintain using? So it's. We have to be reasonable, if. But it's interesting because sometimes I think, for instance, in sciences, they use more the tools they have than in humanities. It's strange, but it's true because they have to be online always what is happening, what is studied, and sometimes students from, for instance, medicine or sciences know better how to do and are more literated in information literacy than the humanities one. Yes.
When you say people in medicine, I think
people, students, even students.
Students.
Teachers sometimes tend to ask librarians to help them.
Okay.
It's tradition for medicine.
Yeah.
They ask the librarians, and the librarians are good ones to help them in the last minute to go to the conference with last researchers.
In the humanities?
No. No, I think they use less, they ask less students to be online to know what is created by researchers, and that is also a problem, I think. That's why maybe for in teacher formation, they don't invest much in training them in information literacy aspects.
To go back on the European higher education, I was wondering if you try to take every requirement of EIGEA and compare it to your survey. So, for example, there is the first point is learning by doing. So, how do you, or if you do? No.
We didn't in this study, no. But
My question is, did you try to see with your survey, or if not now, did you plan to do it, to see how students are in position to learn by doing in libraries? Because in a way, I think that we don't give them this opportunity too. So how the library can follow this point, and I think that it's not just a question to see what they are using, but how we can take care of this question has the requirements of Europe and trying to transform this in information literacy program.
Oh, what a question.
Give us the slide for
yes.
We're not there.
No, up.
So they can understand my question. Yes, that's...
The European higher education area implies some of those challenges. What happens really is that students have many works. They always have many works to do, but the way they do, they don't really have good works done, I think. And, they don't do copy-paste, because now we have some instruments to know if they have done that, but sometimes they are not doing good research work. I think so, but when they are in master and in PhD, they have to do it.
Yeah,
of course. But I hope in the first years they also have to do or know how to make those works, because they are obliged to do. They say to me in the end of the year, oh my God, I have so many, and I say, how many works all done in a week or two? It's not possible. It's not possible.
But it seems to me that on the educational challenges, the library go easy on the promotion of continuous training, full integration of information and communication technologies in education system, and promotion of integrated education. Okay. But the three first, we say, okay,
We'll see,
we'll see.
Yeah.
I think it's a problem, because it's...
The big change was from lectures, we give only lectures and and students don't support more that. They don't listen, they work on the laptop and so on. So the big change was this one, and asking them to do small work, small research, even sometimes only theoretical, and information literacy is imperial. To do good work and little work about the team, about something. But this one was one of the changes. Me, like teacher, have felt that. I changed from lectures to other thing. They work, they present what they have learned and so on. But really, learning by doing, responsibility for own learning.
I don't know if you have the same problem than us about this, is that in France, when you give the lecture, it's a magistral course.
Yes, yes.
And you don't have the same payment that if you do
a practical course.
Work.
No?
No.
You have more or less?
Yeah, more.
Oh, my God.
More prestigious.
Yeah, because you are giving your knowledge.
When
that's
you
the problem of what was important.
Yeah.
A few years ago, yes.
If you are
a young teacher, you just have to. You just have practical.
Practical courses.
Yes,
we have
and
that.
If you are a senior teacher, you can.
Yes, you
yeah.
do lectures.
Yeah.
But we have the. In Portugal, we have the. The same problem of France, because the pattern was the same. So only the old ones have big classes, but this disappeared completely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now we have not theoretical and practice. We have theoretical and practical classes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's impossible to teach the young people with lectures. No. And they have not skills to so complex analysis of things like it was in traditionally in France and in Portugal too. It was the same model.
The question for us is the only financial question. Because you have to say in this class, in this program, there will be 50% of magistrale, 50% of
practical.
And so if I do practical in my magistrale, they don't want to pay me as a magistrale. It's correct because it's practical. But in the same time, if I consider that my pedagogy has to be practical, so how to manage it?
You have a big problem, different from us.
The librarians cannot change that, but I know that in France university librarians, they advocate for a change in the way we teach. So they have done a kind of a lobbying job with the...
I hope they win. Because now
leaders
it's...
Leaders of the universities to tell them for us it's not possible to teach information literacy if you don't change for
practical aspects and the status.
I remember the word pédagogie inversée.
I can understand French. Maybe we change to French because English for me is not easy sometimes, as you could see.
It's a very specific pedagogy. It means that the students are working at home. You ask them some things to do and to prepare, and then you work with them during the class. But the main of the job, you could say,
is
done
before.
The students. This is the point of responsibility for our learning. And then with them, you go back on this and you make some synthesis and things like that.
It's not just
a question of practical.
Yes, but quickly. In a way, I think that reverse pedagogy or reverse classes is a real opportunity for this evolution. Because if you want inverse classes to work, you need to offer to students
a background.
Yes, in which they can find resources, information literacy skills, and things like that. Otherwise, they are alone, they stops in front of the first step, which is to find resources or find access resources, and then you.
It's a fail.
Next week you have 20 students. Mm-hmm. One has find the resources you
need. And the other nothing.
That's.
Okay. Uh huh.
But
you have a problem of money also, no? We have the problem of status, okay?
Yeah.
Some years ago, only the higher teachers could do theoretical classes. But now it's not a problem because we have no young people there. No young people enter the university,
yeah.
So we are all old. Some win more, some cannot because they are there, only if they go out. So it's not a problem of payment.
Yeah.
It's all teachers now begin to understand that they have to put students doing work and give them the tools, namely information literacy, to do it well.
So, what kind of impact do you expect this kind of study could have for an educational institution or even government to produce a new kind of reform? You said there have been many of them in Portugal. So to be really efficient in this area. It's a big question.
Yeah, as you know, researchers are not usually friends from politicians, but that's why I put policies, and also that if you have seen in the end, it is urgent to sensitize public authorities to information literacy. It's not easy, but if some changes are coming, for instance, in teacher formation or teacher education, I think it would be a nice way of doing these changes. For instance, the team of this project, not specifically me, we have been in different schools, secondary schools, because they saw the notice in the normal journals and said, oh, please come to our school because we have this problem and we could talk about that. And we have been in some schools and they really think it's a problem. Teachers think, but they are not used to do things for making, growing the information literacy of their students. So maybe in time, what shall I say? I will not be Minister of Education, but maybe if students don't succeed because they don't do this right, it becomes changing.
You said students, but young professionals too, because there are not only young scientists or researchers that need really information skills, but
all professionals
need to find the right information at the right time to be good at any activity. And during the whole life, professional time, which is quite long indeed in Europe these days. Are students really aware of this kind of competencies and maybe issue they will have to deal with when they will be in employment, really, or not?
Yes, they are.
Oh,
yes, they are, really.
So
yes.
It's
a beginning, yes.
So
they would not do good work.
You can say at any students, okay, right, and now you have to be good at a synthesis, or you need to find this kind of information, but you need to be sure that there's the right information and the accurate one, and the latest in the area. So
yes, yes.
What are you doing now? And they say, I don't know. Please help me.
That's why librarians are important, I think, in the future also.
Okay.
I've told that in the University of Porto, the Faculty of Engineering, in the first year, they have the librarians teach them how to use all tools and how to do this correctly and so on, because they have already understand the importance of those tools in any employment, in any area. Yeah, yeah,
so
I hope so.
Yes,
I hope so too.
We have to go now.
Okay,
but,
thank you very much for.
See you tomorrow with Benoit.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Really
okay, thank you very much for being here.
Another question: you talk about the librarian teacher, and in France, in secondary, this is not school library. This is not school librarians. They are teacher documentalists.
Oh.
But they are teacher.
And they have teachers.
They are teacher.
Ah, but
they have a specific competition, national competition.
To teach.
It's not like being a librarian, they have a specific training, and they really are, yes, aware to keep their teacher classification. So they are teacher documentalists.
Oh, but we have not that profession. Librarians now in secondary schools and even earlier, they begin to go to classes and tell the students what they can use, how to use, and so on. But it's not a profession. It's not a profession. They are librarians.
Just a small question about the methodology of the survey.
Mm-hmm.
You have qualitative parts.
Qualitative only for the focus group to understand the indicators.
And from the for the use of resources by students, are there quantitative?
Quantitative,
data?
yes.
And do you have this kind of data for teachers?
No. No, we ask only for
okay.
us. You know why?
Yeah.
You can't understand
okay.
why we didn't. Yes,
data.
Yes, yes. Maybe in future. We have presented a new study to continue to go on this one. Maybe for teachers too. But it was not funded. you know, no money. We have now we stopped because with no money we have some of our collaborators have to do, to have a grant and it's impossible to work without money.
Okay.
We have a student working on evaluating the success of students who have been delivered teaching lessons, information literacy courses?
No.
In France,
there
is a
small
survey, but not this scale, just a small attempt to evaluate this because it's very important.
It would be interesting to know, and yes, of course. We are now in the end of an e-book that is not only in Portuguese, it's Portuguese and some articles in English and so on. When it is done, I may give you. It's about the study with all the little things, and we can exchange them. And we have also a site. I didn't put this here, and I don't know it by heart. Where we have some documents also there that you can See, but when the ebook is done, I will send you the ebook to
okay.
know.
Thank you very much. Some other question?
No.
No. Okay.
No, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It was very great.
Oh, don't put it online because my English.